This is the Emergency Medical Minute, sponsored by Mile High Ambulance.
I want to talk to you today about something that we see every once in a while. It's an interesting disease process, but it presents in ways that are really scary because it can present as something that is big, bad, and worse than it is. And so I'll give you like a description of a patient that might present this way. So you have a patient, she's a female, maybe postmenopausal, and she is coming in with really severe chest pain. Her EKG looks concerning for ischemia. There's lots of ST changes throughout. Not a really specific pattern, but looks maybe left-sided type issue that's going on. And so this gets everyone worked up and worried about, obviously, you know, is this person having an MI? There is a specific pathology that we see sometimes called Takotsubo's cardiomyopathy. Has anyone ever heard of that? So Takotsubo is, in Japanese, it refers to an octopus trap. It is described as Takotsubo's because of what the heart looks like when you have this type of cardiomyopathy. It actually, the shape changes to where it looks like an octopus trap is reversed. These folks get dilation of the left ventricle with akinesis of the distal portion of the left ventricle. And this was first described in the 90s and, you know, unclear as to initially why it happened. And it's now called the broken heart disease. You know, and the thought is that folks get stressed out about something. They have a catecholamine type surge that occurs, which then causes this stress cardiomyopathy. It can happen in acute situations, and these folks present obviously like MI. They can have troponin elevations, which most of them do because it's a stress thing on the heart. Risk factors, I named a couple of them, which is older postmenopausal women, and then also folks who have underlying coronary artery disease. And so with these folks, they come in, they present that way, they get the same type of workup. What we would do, you know, on an ultrasound that can help us differentiate this, because you see this akinesis that doesn't exactly fit the EKG changes that you see. But at the same time, these are folks, especially if they have a coronary artery disease, that may end up needing a cath to help, you know, ensure that it's not something else going on, and it's actually like vasospasm with these changes. The good thing about these is that folks recover from it majority of the time. Obviously, they have symptoms of heart failure, the shortness of breath, the chest discomfort, they can have volume overload, flash pulmonary edema, all related to this dysfunction of the heart. But it's an interesting thing that you may see now and again. It happens like 1 to 2% of the population in terms of the number of people that you might see having it. So something interesting to be aware of and add to your list of amazing things in your brain. So, night team, hope we have a good night and keep up the awesome work that the day team has been doing. So, thank you.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Health One Continental Division, and Swedish Medical Center for their financial contributions to the EMM. Donations from them and listeners like you make it possible for us to fulfill our mission of producing and spreading free medical education to the masses. If you enjoy our show, please consider making a one-time or recurring donation to help cover our operational costs and keep the EMM awesome. Click on the link in our show notes to make a donation. Thank you for listening.